take you to a different story now. You may be aware, and we told you about this, the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, the MAX 8 aircraft. And this was the Lion Air aircraft that crashed into the Java Sea, killing 189 people in Indonesia. Now, in this particular case, it followed on, of course, previously, or no, afterwards, the Ethiopian airliner that also killed. And as it turns out now, Boeing has had to ground the fleet around the world. And the reason for it, as I've got to say, James Nixon, former Emirates A380 pilot, absolutely nailed when he spoke to us about this, was it was all about the fact that in order to stop having to retrain pilots, they put in a piece of software which basically would adjust the nose because the engines were heavier on the wings of the plane, that guess what happened? Suddenly it didn't work. The pilots were fighting against it. But there's been an astonishing story come out of Bloomberg today. I'll get James on the line right now. James, many thanks for your time as always.
G'day, Ross. This is an amazing story that's just come out of Bloomberg, and nobody's talking about it from Boeing or the investigators or from Indonesia. But so, we have two sources inside the investigation in Indonesia who have told us that the only reason the previous flights for Lion Air, the night before when it came from Surabaya back to Jakarta, and the pilots had the same problem and successfully handled it, the only reason they were successful was that there was a deadheading pilot sitting in the jump seat watching, and when they had their initial problem, he could actually see what was going on, and he coached them on how to disconnect the Alpha Max problem and save the day.
So in other words, what there was some sort of an engine at the front of the in the front of the aircraft that adjusted the nose up or down. When it somehow malfunctioned, or the software malfunctioned, the pilots tried to override it, and this is what ultimately caused the problems. He's given them an instruction to turn this mechanism off, and as a result, bingo, it was all okay. Problem is, same jet, next day goes out, pilots have exactly the same problem. They didn't know to turn it off. They didn't know how to handle it. And, of course, they end up in the Java Sea killing 189 people. So there's a lot of questions that will come out of this report today in terms of the information that was passed on, the fact that the jet clearly had some issues. So it's going to bounce back on Boeing in a very big way, I'd have thought.
It does. And you must understand that they've had two major things happening at once, and it's the unreliable airspeed indication that leads them off to think they're having one major emergency. Now, in your whole career, you do this unreliable airspeed drill in the simulator fairly regularly, but you don't ever have it happen in midair. I think I know one or two people in my 31-year career who have had an unreliable airspeed happen during flight. But to realise that it's actually the Alpha Max problem that's causing this and pushing the nose forward by winding back the stabilizer trim in the tail, but only when the autopilot's off. So the first thing you do in the unreliable airspeed drill is to make sure the autopilot is disconnected, and that's when this thing starts working against them at the tail of the airplane, winding the stabilizer and pushing the nose further down to stop it stalling. And the way to fix that is to stop the runaway stabilizer situation. And that means that you've got to disconnect the stabilizer with these two switches on the pedestal and get your head around an entirely separate procedure. And that procedure never happens in your whole career either. So luckily they had this guy sitting in the back seat that could actually see there were two major problems at once and coach them. And I've got to tell you, as a pilot in the simulator, to have someone looking over your shoulder and helping you, it's much, much easier. In the old days, I used to fly a 727, and we had a flight engineer with us. There were three people on the flight deck. And when I moved to the Airbus in 1997, and you suddenly don't have that third pair of safe hands and eyes looking over your shoulder at every single thing you're doing, it puts a lot of pressure on pilots when there's only two of you in the flight deck.
One small thing here, James, if I can jump in here, and that is, my understanding of it is that you could jump into an A320 or an A380 or whatever it would be, an A350, and you basically as a pilot would see almost exactly the same setup. That was one of the brilliances of Airbus when they created this range of aircraft, as compared with if you jump into a 747, a 787, a 777, a 737, all of them may have different configurations. And this is one of the issues of pilot training, which becomes very costly on those different configurations of aircraft.
It is, and of course, Boeing is the whole reason that Max is not being recertified as a real new aeroplane. They're still tinkering around the edges of an aeroplane that was certified in 1967. Now, what were you doing in 1967, Ross?
I was in about grade 3 in school, maybe 4, well, maybe 5, I'm not sure.
I looked it up. John and Yoko hadn't even moved in together.
The
aeroplane is certified, and they've been making these little tiny changes around it, the original certification, so that it's cheaper training. But another thing that's come out today, which is very important for the industry, is that the first officer on Ethiopia was a cadet first officer, and he had only 350 hours flying experience. Now, this comes from the Wall Street Journal this morning. And that means this guy was very, very new to the industry. And we're going to have a lot more of this in the future. There's a lot of airlines with cadet pilot schemes now because we have a huge pilot shortage coming, like a train crash. We're seeing this in the future. Boeing has said that they need 240,000 pilots in the Asia-Pacific region for the next two decades. That's 240,000 around this area of the world. But worldwide, they're talking 790,000.
Just
and all of us old guys are retiring, and how are we going to train these pilots?
It's a very good question. James, I've got to keep on moving. James Nixon, great with his time here, former Emirates A380 pilot, great expert when it comes to aviation. As I say, he's right across these issues. And James, as always, we appreciate your time.